Coast's 92.5 Triple M Gold.
With another Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
Yeah, the elite listeners listening to this, thank you very much. I know, Flan, you're about to get into something on this podcast, but I just want to mention that we are full to the brim with good gear in the podcast. Serenity, Safe Harbour, Byron Bay's original hippie, they are coming up. Ali, your mission on fitness... and Spider keeping you to account.
Yeah, it's not... I think we need to clarify. It's not my mission on fitness.
Right, okay.
It's really Spider's challenge, isn't it? You've challenged me to eat my words, basically.
Oh, wow. Well, no, I don't want you to eat them.
No, you've got to eat less.
Yeah, sniff my words.
Well, don't do that. But, yeah, no, you made a bold statement and we thought, you know what, and I know you want to... lose kilos.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I thought, you know what? I'll challenge you and see how you go.
Yeah. All right. I welcome it. I embrace it.
You are the big show in town.
Oh, hey, wow.
I do have a question for you. I've got to get through a couple other things.
Oh, go for it.
All right.
Okay. Go for it.
I only get a chance to do
it. I believe in you, man.
A little bit of my. Yeah.
Come on.
Spider, you spray the grazing table. There's a waste of food. And man buns, are they good or are they bad? We put it to the Triple M Gold family. Flan, go.
Well, I came out of a show the other day at Twin Towns and a bunch of people were saying that's the best show I've seen on the Gold Coast. What have you seen on the Gold Coast that we would give a massive rap over the years? And the show that I saw was Joe Cocker, so 1970s, 1980s.
But that's their market.
Yeah. And
yeah, 20s, that's their market.
There was 500 people there that said the Joe Cocker Experience is the best show that they've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And I was blown away. This guy called Chev Wilson's doing this thing and the band that plays, they're amazing, blah, blah, blah.
Yep. But, what's the best show we've seen on the Gold?
Yeah, have you seen that blew you away on the coast? How did Rob Thomas stack up, for example?
Oh, pretty
good.
Yeah,
he was good. Matchbox 20 was good. I did go and see a musical called Come From Away.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's an amazing one set in Nova Scotia.
Yeah, somewhere over there.
Yeah, Nova Scotia.
Yes,
yeah.
It was basically the story of when 9/11 happened, how they had to redirect all the planes to this tiny little island. That was amazing. But honestly, the standout live performance I've ever seen, I went to Den Devine about 18 months ago and saw... this amazing band called Sugar Gang.
Oh, yeah.
Smoking hot bass player.
Yeah, I was there. Yes. I saw that.
Are they good?
No.
No, they're very good. They're on Spotify.
They're excellent.
Yes.
No. Honestly, so you would have seen Queen. You'd have seen Guns N' Roses.
Yep.
Kiss. You'd have seen every major Kiss. You'd have seen every major show.
Yeah,
Rob Thomas.
But outside of that as well, I think when you look at how they put the supercars together or how they put the Pacific Air show together.
Good thinking.
For me, I think one of the great spectacular places we've got here is Outback Spectacular.
Yes.
I just think how they do it and the story behind Australia and the history behind it all, I find that one great show.
Nice.
And if you've never been there, well worth it.
Yeah, when they project those images now and they can completely change the space.
See, we go all the way to Longreach to go and look at the Qantas Museum or the Stockman's Hall of Fame, where you've got just a great history lesson right here at the Outback Spectacular.
Nice
and they do it so well.
Good suggestion.
Yes, it is. And, I've been, but a long time ago, long overdue to go again. That would actually be a really nice thing to do for our 50ths. Go to Outback Spectacular.
Actually, it would be. I love there's a bloke there that introduces you and that welcomes you in there. And every time you go in, he says, are there any Kiwis here? And, of course, hands go up. And he goes, oh, well, they must have snuck in with the humans, eh? Love it.
Dobbs,
what about you?
Oh,
what grabs you?
I think it was the GC600 they did when they had the big, big name bands.
Cold Chisel, remember that? At
Chisel.
Broadwater Parklands. Reckon they're at 20,000 limit. And there was easy 25,000, 26,000.
Yeah, right. They're climbing the fences. I love it.
Yeah. So I agree. The GC 600 or now 500, they do that so well.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'd recommend the Joe Cocker Experience to you. It's a phenomenal show.
Brilliant. All right. Let's get into this amazing show. It's the podcast form of the Flan, Ali and Spider Triple M Gold Breakfast Show. Oh, Byron Bay's original hippie, Serenity Safe Harbour.
Allow me to dim the lights and gee, it's raining outside and you got see-through on.
Lovely dimming. I'm wearing white.
Ooh.
Transitioning and yeah.
No.
White my caftan comp. Hmm? Sorry,
You've mid-transitioned me.
I thought you'd come straight from the white caftan comp.
I have. It's see-through. Oh.
Oh.
I don't know what just happened.
Oh. If you made that with your nose, I would have been surprised.
Everything in my body just went into reverse. I reverse puckered everything.
Oh, dear.
I apologise for that disgusting sound.
Yeah.
My adopted Rainbow Province snail. I tried to breathe in, you see.
Sorry. It's okay.
Suck in the universe. My adopted Rainbow Province name is Serenity Safe Harbour, but to many in the 80s I was known as the Angel of the North. I performed at the Paris end of Townsville Truck Stop, and I was known as Lady Freconacea Starfish, North Queensland's only psychic astrologer. The others all succumbed to their injuries. For North Queensland didn't exactly have the open mind that it enjoys today in 2024. That's why I moved to Byron Bay, strapped to the front grille of an 18-wheeler against my will.
Oh.
Have you seen that Maths is in Byron, Married at First Sight?
Yes.
They're in Byron Bay on the couple's retreat.
Are they?
Maths in Byron? Just when you thought Byron couldn't fit any more tosspots, along comes Maths.
Yeah.
Do you know one of the fellas from Maths said he... got me with a yeah. Oh, I did it again. Oh, there's
Serenity.
Trouble. There's trouble this morning.
You're allergic to maths.
Oh. I think I must be allergic to maths.
Have you been snorting for a while?
No,
I have not been snorting for a while. One of the fellas on maths, he upset me because he doesn't like Byron Bay. He said there's too many crystals and shower dodgers.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
That's probably Timothy.
What about the mooches and the ferals and the dull bludgers? They'll be miffed. Not to mention the grifters, the leeches, the deadbeats, the sponges, the urchins, the waifs, the hobos and the ne'er-do-wells, or as we know them in Byron, Neighbourhood Watch. I'm going to transition now.
Oh, okay.
Back to Lady Freconacea Starfish.
Yeah.
In order to make a psychic prediction about Married at First Sight.
Okay, all right, here we go.
My prediction is that one couple who cannot stand the sight of one another will stick it out one more week in the lap of luxury in a 5-star retreat in Byron Bay. They'll do anything for love and room service. You know, adding more tosspots to Byron Bay is really truly one of those 10 pounds of poop in a 5-pound bag situations. Yeah?
I have been abused. I've been told to double down, and I'm talking about, Ali, about yesterday with your weight loss, weight gain situation that I brought to your attention at this time. Now, we know it's going to be serious because we got this mate.
Oh.
Up in the gym, just working on my fitness. He's my witness.
Yeah. Working on my fitness.
Honestly.
Yeah. But hang on.
You can tell that you... I think you're feeling a bit uncomfortable about this.
I am because I got abused yesterday.
He was struggling to even say that at the start.
So many people were texting me saying you are so mean to throw Ali under the bus. Yeah. But I'm not throwing you under the bus. I am just keeping you accountable because this is what you said last year.
And here you go. I will declare, if I have not lost 15 kilos Easter time next year, you can come over to my house and throw away whatever you want.
Wow, so if I'm slothful, you guys can come up and clean up my place. What a fantastic offer you've made.
Yeah.
I think it's probably 10 years ago that you entered the Fitness Witness Protection Program and have been hiding from personal trainers this entire time. Is that correct?
Well done.
Well, I think we were talking about clutter from memory back in December and I made that bold claim. Ridiculous. I was planning on having a very fit Christmas,
but
I had a very fat Christmas.
Funny you mentioned that.
I'm heavier now.
But it was a merry one.
Oh, yes.
Finally. Fat Christmases.
Thank you, Al.
I thought, you know what? Let's find out exactly how you have been going because you said you joined a gym about a month ago and you've been saying, yeah, your PT, your personal trainer. So guess who I've got to come in today?
Andre.
Your personal trainer.
You've got Come on in. Get him in here. This will be hilarious. Report cards. This is like parent teacher night.
Now, okay, let's get straight into it, Andre. No mucking around. I know you're a PT. You're all about time. You're all about efficiency. And you're all about getting people fit.
Yep.
Okay, how long have you been working with Ali for?
Officially, we had a couple trials, but it's been a month.
Okay.
And we've trained once. so far.
Whoa, that's once in a row, Andre. Well, you should be trying to inspire.
And we're surprised we got that one in, to be honest.
I owned that. I said, I told everyone I was 15, 20 minutes late.
Hang on. Okay, so she's been there once and that was late. How many times has she cancelled?
It's about three at this point.
It's not cancelled. There's been a few. Moved.
Yeah.
Okay, Flan, you're not helping this situation.
Have I really moved three times?
I can bring out the receipts if you need.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I came prepared.
One last question, and then I'm more than happy to...
Then the prosecution will rest. Yeah.
when is your next PT class?
So the next official one is Thursday.
Yes.
I'm fingers crossed.
Yeah, but when did she book that?
That was last week after the ambulance emergency.
Wow.
Because we had
that. was your daughter who had some chest pain.
I had to cancel, actually. And I will bring up, I know Andre texted me that day. Or, you know, he messaged me back. Because he goes, no, that's a genuine medical emergency. And then he said something like, I actually do want to train you at some stage.
Well, can we get into it then, Andre? Look, I know, and you look fit. I look around the room, you're very different to all of us. can I ask, can Ali do the 15 kilos in 23 days?
25 days?
25 days, we'd have to chop off the limb.
But it's a short amount of time. He knows how indulgent I am, though. And listen, I'll tell you this. You'll be proud of me. So yesterday I weighed in at, 91.2.
Yeah.
So now all I did yesterday was after this challenge was set and I was like, yeah, all right, I'll do it. I had salmon and broccoli for lunch. I did the same for dinner, salmon and asparagus, and I ran for 20 minutes. Oh. And This is me running.
Puffing and a puffing.
Yeah. She did send me the healthiest looking lunch I've ever seen.
Yes.
So we've texted more than I think I've texted with any client with the least amount of training. I get pictures of everything. I've gotten ambulance photos.
Oh, wow.
I got the food.
Okay.
So we're off to a good start.
Well, you know what he said to me yesterday? Because I've finally joined up the MyFitnessPal and all the stuff that he's been trying to get me to join. And I said, what did you say to me? He goes, wow, they really put a fire up you yesterday, didn't they?
Well, because I've been getting nothing. And then whatever you did.
I weighed in this morning at 88.6 kilos.
No, that's awesome.
So I've already gone down, what, 2.3 kilos or something?
Mm-hmm. In my books, we've got 23 days to go. So, Andre, thank you for joining us. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks
because this isn't going away because in 23 days, if Ali isn't down to the weight, I'm going straight to her house with a Bosch bin and I'm clearing out everything.
That will make me train.
Spider spray.
I'm going to have a crack.
Mm-hmm.
I am spraying grazing tables.
Grazing tables.
The waste of food.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a fan. Actually, no. I'm going to say I hate them.
Oh,
that's all right. That's how I'm going to say. I don't understand why people just stand around and serve food. You look at this big grazing table of food. Mm. Okay, they got biscuits and fruit and this cheese and that cheese and this meat and that meat and olives and sun-dried tomatoes and dips and dips and more dips. And then you've got people leaning over it, spilling all their drinks, flies, they're sneezing, they're sifting through it all. There's no utensils, no wash basin, so anyone could possibly wash their hands after 3 hours. And no, we'll go and dine out on a grazing table. If you want to know where COVID started from, fair chance, it would have been a grazing table. They got their hands deep in the nuts, shifting through them or flicking through it.
Hang on, do you mean on the table?
On the table.
Oh, thank God.
Flicking through the peanuts and the almonds and then going through the fruit. I find it just disgusting and it is just lazy. I don't understand. Why can't we go back to the old school where, you know, you put on a toothpick, a piece of cabana, a cute piece of cheese and maybe a little spring
onion.
Cocktail onion, that's the one we wanted. And dress up a little bit, maybe put on an olive or maybe put on a little bit of stick of salami.
Oh, wow.
How hard is it? But we're banning so many things. We've banned plastic bags, straws, lolly cigarettes, Dr. Seuss with green eggs and ham. I say ban grazing tables. You serve it, they'll eat it. Make it and don't waste it.
You've been sprayed by spider.
And look, can we just please give a good morning and a shout out to anyone who's making a very good living off
Grazing tables.
Grazing tables.
It's disgusting.
Providing yeah. grazing tables. I love them.
Oh, I know. You know what? I'll give you a straight fact. Mm. Use half the amount of food and people eat twice as much if you serve it.
No.
Maths. Yeah, so I don't do maths.
Yeah.
Okay. A criminal caught after cutting off 37 man buns in one day.
Big day.
But he claims he was doing it. He was doing the Lord's work.
Ah, yes.
Which I believe he was.
I remember reading in the Bible that Jesus changed 5,000 man buns into fish. It's just my memory of it. It's been a long time since I've read the Bible.
I'll be honest with you. I haven't read it, and I think cutting off a man bun should be in it.
You think you should? But I don't mind the odd man bun.
Okay.
Oh, well, in there's what too instances? Many in Burley, but I don't mind it. I'd wear one if I had any hair.
You should
That's
see.
What I'd do
Would
with
you?
It.
You yeah. should see these two. They've got, Flan has got a bright red wig on tied up into a top knot, and Spider's got black, I don't know.
Well, they're
you look
well,
like you've got a broom.
I've got to say, Spider just looks like he did in his playing days, whereas I look like a troll that should have a pencil up my body.
Yes.
But we want to know, like, are you a fan of man buns? I want to know, honestly, because even Maths, there's two guys there.
That's right, there's two definite man buns there.
Man buns.
Jack and Jaden.
Yep.
Jaden's got super long hair. He looks like
you know, Jack has
Tarzan.
Got the pencil thin moustache too, which I think is another one of those fashion things that should go.
Yeah. Look, I'm just going to declare right here, right now, I'm not a fan of the man buns.
What?
Sorry to all
you don't like hairy fellas.
Triple
though.
M gold. No. I'm happy with hair, but just you know. I don't need it on the top of their head.
Right.
So. You know what I mean? You know, the only exception would be if a guy came out of the jungle, he'd been caught in the jungle for,
I thought you were going to say jail. I was going to say, okay, that's fair.
40 years and he had his man bun tied up with a vine or something.
So your perfect man has been lost in the jungle for 40 years.
And he's been swinging from the trees, so
puts
he's
his hair
ripped
in a man bun. Had a bit of time to think about his hairdo.
Yeah.
Man buns is what we're on about here.
Yeah.
Do you like them? Are you agin them or are you for them?
So you're for them, Flan?
I'm for them. I like them.
And Spider, what are you saying?
No, look, if this guy did 37 man buns in one day, and if that was a world record and I wanted to beat a world record, I'd have a crack at that.
Yeah. Okay. I reckon 37's a good start.
Good start. It'd be nothing, like even Amy Shark. Like I'd love to run past Amy Shark and just go.
No, that's a top knot.
Yeah, but I'd still
What's
like to
What's the difference between a top knot and a man bun?
Yeah, there's a bit more volume to a man bun. It's
Look
a bit
at
more,
you.
I love this, Al. So I'm presuming after that little episode that you just had then.
You're a fan.
Did you like the man bun?
I think it does suit some people.
Oh,
like
right.
Me? Does it suit me, Big Al?
Nah, mate.
I don't think a man bun.
That was insulting in me. So now I'm going to say you talking about hair volume. That's pretty ironic.
Can we please do a quick poll?
Yeah,
a
absolutely.
A quick poll's a good poll. 1-300-925-666. Are you a fan of the man bun? Yes or no?
Okay,
yep.
Right,
and if you do, we've got a double pass to the Comedy Gala, the freshest week of laughs on the Gold Coast, gclaughs.com.au. You laugh at all the man buns or you might support them.
Yeah, that's it. Let's go more extreme. Love them or hate them.
Oh.
Okay, let's see what side of the fence is on the whiz. Yes or no to a man bun?
Yeah, well, Spider, Ellie and Flan, I reckon I'm against them because how would I wear my helmet on my Harley if I had one of those lumpy things stuck in the middle of my head?
A hole in it, Wiz. Come on, think, Wiz. You know you just take a drill and you put one of those things straight through and the man bun sticking out of your helmet.
Yeah, right. Nah, I don't think
Thanks,
so.
No, that's all I tried, Wiz, is all I can say.
No, that's it. Good morning, Gina in Surfers Paradise. Man bun, are you a fan? Yes or no?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I think they're quite sexy.
Truth almighty.
Now, here's the test. Are you in a relationship and does your man have a man bun?
No, I'm not, but my former partner does, yes.
Ooh.
What's sexy about it?
Yeah, come on.
I don't know. It's just a look. And then when they revel it all out and it's long, it's lovely.
It's like a primal Fabio thing or something.
Yeah.
Fabio.
Exactly. Yes, exactly, Ellie.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you look down into the shower and there's a whole bunch of hair just in a little bit of ball there, do you find that sexy?
No, I don't. Definitely not.
No.
Okay. I just hate how somebody spends more time in the mirror.
Thanks, Gina.
Gina, you're a beauty. Thank you for your call. Kim from Narang, what are you thinking? Man buns, yay or no?
Absolutely. My two grandsons were absolutely stunning in them.
Oh, we've got a biased nan here.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. But then the opposite is I keep my head shaved because I look like Krusty the Clown.
Oh, no.
Hey, Kim, would you date a guy with a man bun?
Absolutely. My husband's just shaved off cut back his dreadies that he's had for I don't know how many years.
Yep.
So now he's gone back to pretty much short back and sides. But, yeah, he had dreadlocks for a number of years that come down past his shoulders. So,
oh, wow. Yeah.
Thanks, Kim.
Thank you, Kim.
Thanks, Kimmy.
A lover of hair.
Okay, Jeff, in Mermaid Waters, man bun or no man bun?
Yeah, it's a no from me, mate.
Yes.
All right. Done.
Okay, why are you... Are you able to grow one if you grew one? Do you reckon even back in your day when you made stupid decisions, you would have had one?
You talking to me?
Yeah. I think it's an yeah.
I know that's how he normally talks to us, Jeff, but you.
No, sorry, Spider. No, I wouldn't have one in a blue fit, mate, because, I mean, how the hell do you put a hat on for a start, you know?
Yes.
You've got a big bun sitting on the top of your head. How do you put your hat on?
Yeah, great point. Yeah.
Very good, Jeff.
I'm worried about the blue fits you suffer sometimes.
And then they'd have to wear a visor, not a hat.
Yeah.